This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Business Monday on Ihlanganani Midday Show. We give you all the best when it comes to business. Wishing you the best ukuthi any business lakho liprosperi. Understand, business lakho lenze kahle kuzo zonke izinto ezifunayo. Funding, capital, how do you raise the capital for your business? And also, how do you market the business? Njengamanje, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by the funding strategist. Ladies and gentlemen, her name is Utekna from Funding Connection. Hello.
Hello, Tutugo. Thanks very much for having me.
Are you good?
I am fine. Great. Yes, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the secret is funding, getting sufficient funding as possible. And you can also just uyenze business lakho libe stable, and also funding your business now. It's pretty hard. So you need somebody to help you with funding. So you apply for funding, wenza ma funding proposals, wenza izinto eziningi. Or maybe wena futhi, you do not know what kind of preparation and the due diligence you should do before meeting the potential funders. And today, ladies and gentlemen, as I have mentioned, we are joined by Utekma Braining from Funding Connection. Utekma, just to get into it, please give us a brief background about the Funding Connection.
Yes. Okay. So my name is Dagmar Breiling-Murray. I'm here the CEO at Funding Connection, and we assist entrepreneurs getting funding, raising capital. We do that through lots of advisory, business plans, financial forecasts, and then in the last step, really to assist you with raising the capital. If you know the ins and outs and you know exactly what specifically also government institutions want to see in your application pack, it's not difficult, you know, so, but that's the trick.
Mm. Are there government grants now or support programs that are available for the startups, and how can entrepreneurs now access them?
Okay, so government institutions still do give out some grants, but in most cases, it's not 100% anymore like it was a couple of years ago. I'm doing this for over a decade here in South Africa. This time it is a portion is a loan and the other portion is a grant. The trick is always to make sure that you qualify for the specific grant and the loan, of course. And that's also where then our advisory comes in. Let's see what you want to do. Let's see if you qualify for anything. You know, you can always do the fine tweaking. That's not a problem. Mm. But you can't just shift the full business idea into something else.
That's good. That's good. So now, every businessman, businesswoman out there, they know what is a business plan. But what are the key components now that every funder looks for in a business plan?
Okay, so the critical part for a business plan, and it does not matter if this is for yourself, for government institutions, for commercial banks, financiers look at all the same things. In general, they want to know, okay, so what product or service do you want to offer? How much capital do you need? For what do you need the capital? And how will you be able to repay the loan? And most people and entrepreneurs are so in love with their product or services that they dive really deep into this portion. But, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with it. Please do not misunderstand me. We all need to be absolutely in love with what we are doing. Okay. I 100% agree on that. But the financier wants to see the business model. Mm. How much do you charge? What do you want to offer? You know, so, and then you can't say I'm making a million rand sales a month if you can't explain what you really want to sell and how much one unit is.
Yeah.
And that is where we really extract the information also from our clients and we guide them. I'm doing this now for over 20 years. So I can tell people, okay, so let's break it down to these small little units so that the financial forecast also makes sense and it's not a number you diced.
I do hope that one day maybe you will also honor our invite, because I think we need to dive into the business plan, like give them the few tips, because we do have, as an institution, Mangosuthu University of Technology, yes, we are driven to actually enhance the entrepreneurship. We all know the numbers of unemployed graduates, so we are actually equipping them to actually have the skills for their business. So, Dagmar, I want to know now, what are the most effective strategies for identifying now and also approaching the potential funders for a startup?
The easiest way for all of your listeners, get in contact with us, because that's, we give out lots of information free of charge. Okay. So, and we would then ask you a couple of questions, and then we can tell you straightforward, this will be really difficult to raise capital or get finance for. Or we can say, yes, there's a possibility, you need to have this in place, and that's where you can go. And all these tips are free of charge on our side. We just, of course, also then offer our services and say, you don't want to draft the business plan on your own, use our services. You don't want the application process on your own, you can use our services. And then, of course, you need to pay for it.
Mm. We're speaking to Dagmar Breiling from the Funding Connection. She is a funding strategist and also the CEO of Funding Connection. They do offer all these services. If wafuna mhlambe nawe uyabona ukuthi azokuthini, I can't actually score the funding for my business, so I need the advice from the expert. So Dagmar Breiling is there to help you. So now we spoke about the business plan, and also we touched on now the effective strategies for identifying and also approaching the potential funders for a startup. So what kind of the preparation and also due diligence should our entrepreneurs do before meeting with the potential funders?
Okay, so you, of course, need, like I said, you need to understand your business model, most important part. And one of the things is what I come across lots of times, because we also do business plan assessments, is that people are not really aware of, okay, how much do I charge per unit? And then what are also my expenses? I see lots of business plans where there is no repayment of a loan included. And one thing is I also like to highlight, if you want to start a business and your business is not able to repay a loan, I would look for a different business setup.
Mm.
Because you want the profits. If you don't make proper profits, you are working your butt off. Okay, so I think I can use that word here. And there is no incentive for you.
Yeah.
And we're all starting, of course, a business because we want to earn money. We want to create a legacy. We want to create wealth for later on also the family.
Mm.
So, and, you know, so, and if you think you need to rely on grants, your business will be also always small, and you do not learn how to, because getting funding is, of course, that's where everybody is focusing on. But what do you really want? You want,
yeah,
to set up a profitable business at the end of the day and run a profitable business. The funding is just a step in,
yeah,
your journey.
Yes.
You know, so, and that's why I understand everybody asks for grants, and hey, if there are some grant portions available, we will always let you know and definitely go for it. But your business needs to be profitable without it. And this grant will only help you to scale your business up faster.
Mm. We do have few questions, but before we get, yes, to those questions, Dagmar, I want to ask now, what are some common mistakes entrepreneurs make when they are trying to raise the capital, and how can they be avoided?
Okay, so one of the biggest, there's a couple of ones. Okay, number one is application. You want to raise a capital for, even if it's 500,000 or if it is 10, 20 million,
mm,
make sure this application looks neat.
Yeah.
This is your business card showing how good your administration is, how you will deal with this capital or the money you receive. I've seen application forms I wasn't even able to read, you know. And then if your handwriting is as bad as mine, you find somebody else to fill it out.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Make sure it is tidy. It is really put effort into it. It is like your business card for your business. And the other one is, lots of times I see that the business plan, the financial forecast, and the document submitted do not correlate. Mm. The business plan says we have 100 staff. The financial forecast says our salaries and wages are 50,000 Rand. And the lease agreement you have is for an office of 100 square meter.
Yeah.
You will not be able to get 100 people in your 100 square meter office.
Nice.
You know, so, and take your time for these things. This is nothing what you can do on your own on a, in a weekend. I know how long it even takes us here with our all our systems in place. It, to do this last check, it takes us 3 hours.
Very good. We have the question from Umbuleli. Umbuleli says, I applied for the funding, or rather, I tried to get the potential investor for my business. And he told me that he can fund my business, but only if I give him 60%. All like the income of the business, it goes to him, like 60% of, he wrote it in Zulu, so I'm trying to translate.
No, that's fine. Okay.
All right.
I understand that. So let me tell you what I'm always saying, and it doesn't matter which side you are on, the investor or the entrepreneur. Going into a partnership is like going into a marriage.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that your long-term goals are aligned.
Yes, yes.
Yeah? So if one partner wants kids and the other one doesn't want to have kids, you know already that's not going to happen. And if one partner says, I want to have it only a small business, and the other partner says, no, I imagine 100 staff in 3 years, you will, both of you will not be happy.
Yeah.
That's number one. Okay. But on the other side, having zero, having 100% of zero is nothing. Having 40% of something is something.
Yes, yes.
So if you want to do this, make sure you sit down, and you can do that even without a lawyer, and say, okay, so you're giving me the finance. You get 60% of the profits. I'm getting 40% of the profits. This is my responsibilities, and this is your responsibilities.
Mm.
And then make already a plan what happens if somebody wants to leave. It's like, you know, so like you have your prenup in your marriage, what happens then? And it's because now you're both on the same page. You want to make sure this business is working.
True.
Get this in writing and just get clear about it. I've seen that so many times that people just talked about it and, oh, no, we haven't spoken. Yes, you said this, but my interpretation was that.
Hmm.
That's, put that in writing and then maybe it's a good option for you. I haven't seen the numbers, of course, and but it can be the right option for this person.
The last question, Utegma, you have to put it in black and white so that you have a sort of an evidence. Utegma, you guys actually have this vumelwano. Utegma, we're going to be working together. This is how much you'll be receiving from all the earnings that I've made through the month. And this is how much I am getting in return. The last question is from Uthando Lwenkosi, all the way from Empangeni, NUF. Utegma, I want to know if it is possible for the saloons to actually receive the funding from the government resources.
So saloon, I'm not sure it's the hair saloon or
hair saloon.
A hair saloon.
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you, if it is a smaller amount, maybe CEDA or NYDA is the right option for you. And then maybe you are lucky and you're even getting it as a grant.
Mm.
Yeah, but one of the challenges with these institutions is you need to personally go there. They don't do things on the phone or via email. They want to see you. That's also, of course, part of them to protect any fraudulent actions. Yeah. And so this is definitely. Otherwise, a hair salon, sometimes it's also thinking about a little bit outside of the box.
Yeah.
Maybe you can start already. Visit people at home. Earn some money this way. You know, and then make sure you have a plan and you say, I need to do so many haircuts a day. I need to do this money goes into savings because I know the next thing is what I need is this. And I've done this exercise, funny enough, for a hairdresser. There was a lady who did my hair years ago and she was definitely totally broke. And I said, okay, let's make a plan. And we've done that for her. She was able to buy a car after a year because she was in control of her finances.
Wonderful. There are 4,000 people that are tuning in right now listening to this interview. And I think they are gaining a lot as we are gaining a lot. My producer here is nodding like, yeah, I can. I'm getting something in return. Dagmar, I want to know now, since we have the investors and also we have the government facilities that are actually funding the businesses. So now what is the first step that is needed for is needed by an entrepreneur to actually get themselves out there and actually make the investors and government be able to fund his or her business?
Okay. So the first thing is, be clear about your business model, because you are not able to draft a business plan if you do not know what services you want to offer, how much does the services cost you, how much will you charge for the services, who are your client, what is your target market, and you can think about it before you even start drafting your business plan. Then you need a business plan. There are lots of templates out there. You can do that on your own if you feel like this is what you need to do. You can, of course, also use our services to do that. And then the next step is really approaching financiers. And then do yourself a favor to not getting frustrated.
Yeah.
Make sure it makes no sense as a hairdresser to apply with the IDC. IDC starts from 1 million rand and concentrates on manufacturers. Yeah.
Yes.
Or to say, I want to do property development. Let's go to Land Bank. Land Bank does agriculture businesses. So you need to be absolutely clear on what the financiers are financing, because otherwise I hear that so many times. Oh, yes, we are submitting to three different institutions. And I'm thinking, oh, in most cases, you have not three different government institutions that will even take your venture into consideration. Yeah. And then, like I said, and then if you are then stuck and say, oh, I don't know where to apply or something like this, contact us, go to our website, fundingconnection.co.za. There's a contact form. There's also a chat. Brent is on the other side. He will guide you, answer questions, and to ask you also questions to be then able to guide you accordingly.
Dagmar Breiling from the Funding Connection, a very informative discussion indeed. Thank you so much for an eye-opening conversation. So now for further communications, please share your contact details and also the social media pages of Funding Connection.
Okay, so the website, the easiest one is definitely Funding Connection.
Yeah.
There is the normal English writing .co.za. You find us also on Facebook under Funding Connection. And then you find also our contact form. That's the easiest. Otherwise, you can use admin@fundingconnection.co.za. My team will be able to answer and guide you through the whole process. We are on LinkedIn. We are on where else? Yeah, I think that's the most important. So that's where our website, lots of information available to you, free assessment. We try to help wherever we can.
Thank you so much, Bregma. We're wishing you the best for 2024.
Thanks so much for having me, and hopefully talk to you soon.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.